This is Ringler Radio, where you get all the latest news and information about structured settlements from Ringler Associates, the first name in structured settlements, helping injured people and their families since 1975. Ringler Radio is made possible in part by American General, Liberty Mutual, MetLife, Mutual of Omaha, New York Life, Pacific Life, and Prudential. Now join Ringler Radio host Larry Cohen.
Well, hello and welcome to Ringler Radio, everyone. I'm Larry Cohen, the head of Ringler Associates Northeast Operations, and we're certainly glad you could join us again today. Well, today on Ringler Radio, we're going to spotlight one of our newer associates, and joining me today as my guest is Philip Kraus. Philip is a new structured settlement consultant for Ringler Associates, located in Naples, Florida. Phil is also the principal of Kraus Capital Incorporated, a full-service boutique wealth management and employee benefits planning firm, also down in Florida. And so, Philip, welcome to Ringler Radio. Welcome to the show, and glad to have you with Ringler Associates as a new associate.
Thank you, Larry. Glad to be here.
Great. Well, tell us a little bit about your background, Philip, so our listeners can get to know you a little better.
Well, my background is primarily in financial planning, investment advisory. I started with one of the larger brokerage firms and worked my way up through a financial planning firm. And I've worked with multiple municipalities so as a financial consultant to both unions as well as the city and union benefits on helping negotiate benefits for some of the employees. And I've also worked on the state level as well, working with municipalities to design training courses. So I've got a pretty broad background in terms of finance and rather new to the structured settlement industry, but there's quite a bit of overlap that we'll look at discussing a little bit later.
Well, absolutely. It certainly sounds like you have an extensive experience in the financial services sector. Some of the companies you were with at one point, Morgan Stanley, I believe, Raymond James and Ameriprise. How did you get involved in structured settlements after coming from that background of the financial industry?
Well, Larry, while working at many of the financial planning and investment firms you mentioned, you know, I've been fortunate enough to support several structured settlement consultants and their clients by helping them establish and manage some special needs trusts and other supplemental brokerage accounts that are typically in conjunction with the recommended structure that they work with. You know, a few years ago, I was referred by a plaintiff's family regarding an aviation malfunction, which warranted a structured settlement and a special needs trust. And I've had familiar with the companies offering those structures. I actually attempted to contact many of them to request quotes. It was at that time, you know, after being denied by carriers, that I realized how guarded this industry is, and I must say I was a bit frustrated. However, some navigating, I was able to connect with the structured settlement brokerage interested in working with me. You know, looking back at things with my growing knowledge of structures, I can truly say that even the most experienced of financial planners and investment advisors should tread lightly when working with a client in need of this type of specialized attention. You know, and I say that because the design of a structure and the attention to detail required throughout the mediation process, the preparation of corresponding court documents, is really different than anything that I was exposed to in financial planning. And, you know, I appreciate the fact now that insurance carriers and structured settlement brokerages take a lot of measure to ensure that only experienced structured settlement consultants handle these delicate matters.
Well, that's no question about that. We've all been familiar with dealing with financial planners who many of which don't really have a good grasp of structured settlements. And once explained to them, I think they realize the value that's there. That's also true of accountants as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of synergy that can take place between the various disciplines if people are willing to listen and not be so protective of their own interests. So how have you applied your background and past experience as you approach structured settlements right now? Are you finding there is that synergy? Beginning to be able to combine some of the financial planning aspects along with structured settlements to help your clients?
Most definitely. You know, I view the structured settlement as typically being the core of any one of these cases. And as I mentioned, I worked as a financial consultant to police and fire unions, and often participating in these pension and benefit negotiations. You can imagine that union negotiations actually mirror that of a mediation or a hearing, you know, which is familiar to many structured settlement consultants. So with my previous experience in the areas of financial planning and my growing knowledge of structures, kind of felt like a natural fit between the two.
Great.
But more importantly, I've definitely become more of a proponent for structures than, let's say, a general financial planner might.
Terrific.
Without that deeper knowledge.
Well, I also understand that you're currently an instructor providing financial educational training courses for police and civilian personnel. Tell us about that. You're a teacher.
Yes, Larry. The training courses that we developed back in 2006 were with the City of Miami as what's called a Transition Assistance Program. It's actually a program that's similar to the program that's offered by the U.S. Department of Labor intended for separating service members. And anybody that's a separating service member would know what a TAP program is, or just transition assistance. And if you think about the workforce in general, there's very few of us that will spend a significant part of their career with just one company. And in many cases, law enforcement, like career service members, spend their entire career with one department, thus accruing their pension benefits under one federal, state, or municipal pension plan. And after, you know, decades of service and a lower than average retirement age, these officers must reintegrate back into civilian life, as we call it.
Mm-hmm.
So upon separation, many important financial decisions, like regarding lifetime income, pension benefits, must be considered, and a lot of them are irrevocable. So we developed a training course or formal course to help guide and educate them when they leave.
Well, you know, you've worked with a lot of different organizations, owners, nonprofits, government agencies, runs the gamut. What insights can you share with us from that experience that kind of translate to the folks out there as they try to move closer to their goals of financial security? What have you learned in all of this activity that you've had to try to help just the average guy or gal try to make it into the future with their financial security?
Well, you know, the variety of clientele has really given me the ability to think objectively and work with clients. I really enjoy assessing, you know, what I see as the big picture, which tends to overlap with most individuals or organizations. For example, whether it be a nonprofit, you know, or a charity evaluating their ability to fund a future event or project, or a municipality assessing its tax revenue to determine, you know, next year's annual budget, the core of most clients are cash flow. Mm-hmm. And the same could be said when designing a structured settlement. You know, you're assessing current or future needs at the foundation of what a structured settlement does, and it's part of why I find it so enjoyable.
Well, you know, it's funny you say cash flow. It's critical. You know, most of the people I know as they're growing older, the ones that have these financial plans in mutual funds and other less accessible vehicles, stock market, et cetera, they're a lot less happy than the people that are getting a check every month. They know what the check is and when it's coming in. They can manage their financial future a little bit easier. So I would imagine the structured settlement has become a big arrow in your quiver as you go out and talk to these folks. Now, I also understand you've worked with some active and retired NFL and Major League Baseball players, and we all know how those folks are faced with managing newly acquired wealth and how quickly they can dissipate it and get taken advantage of. Tell us about your experience with them.
Well, when working with professional athletes, you know, they face many challenges familiar to that of a structured settlement broker when they're working with a plaintiff. And with professional athletes, I sometimes refer to the risk many of them take by choosing that career, as limited as it may be for most of them. So in the case, you know, specifically of baseball, I deal with a lot of MLB players, and many of the players were recruited prior to college, may have a limited educational resource, and obviously, like you said, they have to manage their newly acquired wealth. So in addition to acquiring wealth early, the suggestion to many of them that it needs to last a lifetime during a period of heightened invincibility is very difficult to cope with. Part of what makes a professional athlete is that they're the best at what they did, their competitive nature, the belief in their abilities. So telling someone that they might not, you know, be the next Michael Jordan and that they might need to prepare for the now seldom gains their admiration or respect. So on the contrary, a structured settlement consultant, you know, really provides someone at potentially their darkest hour with the ability of sustaining the life they once had. And to go hand in hand with that, I really applaud, you know, many of the judicial systems in many states by acknowledging that a minor should firmly consider using a structured settlement in the event of personal injury, whereas I wish the same were true with many professional athletes, at least a portion of their salaries.
Well, I think, a lot of the athletes would probably look back on their careers and what they've done with some of the bonuses and the money they've received, and they'd probably second what you've just said. Had they do it all over again, a lot of them would be much better off if they had a stream of income coming out into their future. So let's take a quick break right now and be back in a minute right here on Ringler Radio with Philip Krause, our new Ringler associate down in Naples, Florida. We'll be right back.
This is Ringler Radio from Ringler Associates, the leader in the structured settlements profession nationwide. Did you know that Ringler is involved in a third of all structured settlement cases in the country? Ringler Associates works with all the parties in a lawsuit settlement to find the best possible financial solution for the people involved. There's a Ringler Associate in all the major cities of the U.S. No one has more experience than a Ringler Associate. Check out our new website at www.ringlerassociates.com for the best information for claimants, legal professionals, and claims personnel, and to find the Ringler Associate nearest you. When it's your interest at stake in a lawsuit settlement, you want only the best financial plan. You can count on Ringler Associates to structure a customized plan that meets the needs of you and your family for the future. Visit RinglerAssociates.com to learn more.
Welcome back to Ringler Radio. Glad you could join us. I'm your host, Larry Cohen. And today we're speaking with Philip Krause, our new Ringler associate in Naples, Florida. Phil, being an active leader in the community is very important to you as well. Talk to us about how you've given back to the community down there and what you've taken away from your experience in trying to help other people.
Well, Larry, I really enjoyed getting involved with many of the charities. I've served as a treasurer of both what's called Leave a Legacy Broward County and Broward Plan Giving, where I grew up in Broward County in Florida. And, you know, one of the things that I've learned from that, that kind of corresponds to being a structured settlement consultant, is that many of these organizations often have needs that are overlooked or that come up kind of out of the blue. And many of them fail to plan for these things, whether it be events or any other need that they might have. So, you know, I've learned quite a bit that many of them take for granted sometimes what they have. And obviously during the recession we had a couple years ago, a lot of the funding dried up for some of these charities. And the fact that they didn't have any future planning or have anything in place to take care of them at that time of need, quite prevalent among many of the charities, and cause actually some of them to have to shut down. So, you know, that's really what a structured settlement tries to do, is guard against something like that for an individual.
No question about it. And that's, you're to be commended for some of the work you've done with some of those charities. That's it's not easy to do. It's very time consuming, but it's certainly rewarding. I know not only the people who receive the benefit of your service, but also to yourself as you look at what you've been doing to help other people. And also, I understand you're a candidate for the CFP, the Certified Financial Planner designation. You're going to sit for the exam in November. So tell us about that. That's got to be a meaningful goal for you.
I'm actually taking three exams, I believe, coming up. The CFP is in November. I have the what's called CPPT, Certified Public Pension Trustee. And I also have, hopefully, the CSSC, Certified Structured Settlement Consultant. And I truly believe, you know, continued education sets you apart from your peers. CE reflects your intent on offering the client the best advice and really broadens your ability to do so. So I'm definitely a lifer when it comes to school, and I'm keeping my mind sharp.
Well, that's to be commended, too. You sound like you're going to be a busy guy. And I always say, if you want something done in life, give it to the busiest person you know. So that's certainly bodes well for you. Well, any parting thoughts on the benefits of structured settlements for our audience? You know, you're fairly new to the game, but give us your insight into what structured settlements mean.
I think that the industry, I hate to say it, is seldom known amongst probably most of the experienced financial planners or investment advisors. And I would really ask that many structured settlement consultants really try to educate some of the people in the broader financial industry, because this is something that's being overlooked that I think is a true benefit to their clients, and something that they might be competitive or feel aggressive about initially, But as they learn about the benefits, I think you'll really become their friend and educate them on something that's important and available to their client.
Well, I think that partnership of effort that, sitting down with someone who's also trying to have the best interests of the client at heart, coming at it from maybe different perspectives, putting together a program that includes not only structured settlements but other financial products, that's really the ideal world. And I think you're right about education. That's critical in a lot of different areas, but I think you've thrown down the gauntlet to all of us in the industry to be more involved with educating the financial industry, and I thank you for that. So with that, Philip, I think we'll wrap this up. If someone wanted to get a hold of you or contact you, how would they do that?
They can reach me via email. It's probably the easiest way. Just PKRAUSE at RinglerAssociates.com. Or feel free to shoot me a text message. I'm often very busy, so calling me is difficult. But 954-661-5105 is great.
Terrific, terrific. And, of course, you can reach Philip on RinglerAssociates.com, as you can every Ringler Associate. And go to that website, and you'll find a lot of information about structured settlements. And hopefully we'll be able to steer some financial planners, Philip, to that website so they can learn more about structures. And, of course, you can listen to any of the Ringler Radio shows, including this one, by going to RinglerAssociates.com, RinglerRadio.com, or LegalTalkNetwork.com, or you can go to iTunes, where you can download it on your iPod or your iPad and walk around and listen to the shows at your leisure. So with that, I'll say, Philip, thanks you very much for joining us today, and good luck in your endeavors as a Ringler Associate down there in Naples, Florida.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure.
Terrific. All right, and for the rest of your audience out there, go out and have a great day. Thanks a lot. We'll see you later.
The views expressed by the participants of this program are their own. None of the content should be considered legal advice. As always, consult a lawyer. Thanks for listening to Ringler Radio. With over a million listeners, Ringler Associates, the first name in structured settlements. Visit RinglerAssociates.com today.